Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Joining me now is Patriot Special Teams Captain Matthew Slater. First of all, how are you doing?
I'm doing good now that I'm back on the football field. It's definitely been a challenging year for me personally, but thankful to be back out there with my teammates this past weekend, and hopefully I can stay out there the rest of the year.
You're not used to being away from the team. How was it for you?
Well, it's been challenging, not only physically, but I think mentally there's an aspect that you have to deal with. And it's certainly been tough, but I've had, people support me along the way, including a lot of people in the building. So I'm thankful for that, thankful for their support. And like I said, just thankful to be back out on the field. And, it's my goal to be out there the rest of the year.
You guys don't lose much. So when you do, it's a big deal. How's this team handle the losses?
I think we've handled it the right way. Obviously, we understand that we didn't play well enough. We didn't do anything well enough to win on Sunday. Credit the Dolphins for that. But now we have to turn the page and refocus ourselves on a huge challenge this weekend. And I think that's where we're at right now. All we're thinking about is the Steelers and doing what we can to prepare for them and hopefully have a good outing on Sunday.
When I say you don't lose much, let's go back in time. This is your 10th season. You know what your record is in regular season games? Your record on the Patriots in 10 seasons?
Well, it's great to see Matthew Slater back on the field. A career record of 120-37 as a perennial Pro Bowler for the Patriots.
That's kind of hard to wrap your mind around, having that kind of success, especially in a league like this where it's so hard to sustain success. But I think it speaks volumes to our organization, the leadership that we have here, starting with Mr. Kraft and Coach Belichick, and then, obviously a player like Tom who's been so consistent for us. But it's something that's tough to do. Mm-hmm. And, I think we all realize how fortunate we are to have been around this for so long.
When you win, things seem perfect around here, But now that you've lost, does Bill Belichick and the coaching staff have your attention? I mean, do you guys pay more attention?
Well, I'm going to have to correct you in saying even when we do win, things are not perfect. And I think we know that. And if we don't know that, we're reminded of that weekly. I think here we are always in the business of trying to improve ourselves, never being complacent. And then obviously when you go out and perform what we did on Monday, even more so do you need to hone your focus in, and really make sure you're on top of your assignments and things heading into the game the next week.
After coming off the loss and the way this team bounces back, do you feel like you are at a good stage right now where this team can bounce back? Are you pretty confident you'll come back?
Well, I certainly don't think that we've lost any confidence as a football team. But that being said, every team's different, and it remains to be seen how we're going to respond. We'll find out Sunday, 4:25 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We'll find out, what type of team we have, what type of mental toughness we have, how we respond. I know we're going to have a good week of preparation. I know that we're going to try to do everything right during the course of the week, but ultimately it's about performing on game day.
Last question. You think the guys in that locker room get it? They realize what's at stake here, how big this game is?
Certainly. And if they don't, they're in the wrong locker room. This is a high-stakes game. We've worked all year long to plan a game like this, and everybody knows what's at stake. And from here on in, they're all high-stakes games. So we have to bring our focus, our energy, our effort, our execution on Sunday, and hopefully it's good enough.
Go get them.
All right.
All right.